And the only thing I think we need to have is discipline. And even if we don't have enough talent, if we have discipline, we will build many good things. Yeah, basically, if we can see discipline is proof of work in the Bitcoin environment. Yeah, proof of work if we can want to sound yes. good. So proof of work is the only thing we need.
Welcome to Life with Bitcoin, where we delve into the human side of Bitcoin by focusing on Bitcoiners' personal transformations and life stories. I'm your host, Vivian. Thanks for tuning in. If you like and want to support our mission on shining light on the human side of Bitcoin, remember to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment, or send a few sats from the link in the description. Today, our guest is Isis Cruz, joining us from El Salvador. She's a young leader from El Salvador whose journey with Bitcoin began in 2022 at a National Student Leadership Camp. The camp brought together students from across the country to form the first ever National Student Council. And Isis was elected president, representing middle and high school students nationwide in El Salvador. Through her role, she discovered Nolt Nation and Cubo Plus, two initiatives that deepened her knowledge of Bitcoin. This year, she represented El Salvador at the Plan B Summer School in Switzerland and now works at the Bitcoin office in El Salvador. Isis is passionate about empowering the next generation of Bitcoiners and sharing her country's unique Bitcoin story with the world. Welcome, Isis.
Thank you. Thank you for this introduction, and it's a pleasure for me to be here.
Thank you for taking the time to join. We met briefly in El Salvador through Stacy, and I'm curious to learn more about your journey till this day, and how have you been leading in the region to be a pioneer of Bitcoin? And let's dive in. Let's start with your personal journey as a Bitcoiner. You started in the Bitcoin space in 2022. Can you share how your journey with Bitcoin started at the National Student Leadership Camp? And what stood out to you about Bitcoin back then?
I started in my Bitcoin journey with the National Student Council. I don't know if it is the correct translation, but it is a council of students, of all students in El Salvador. And I have a camp. In this camp, I have the opportunity to meet Bitcoin thanks to my mentor. The first thing I learned to him was why Bitcoin is important. That was the first class that I received about Bitcoin. The other thing I have learning to him was the wallet. I learned to him about wallets. My first wallet was Bitcoin Beach Wallet. Now it's Blink. That was my first experience with Bitcoin. In a mountain at the 3 a.m. of the morning. It's really a strange history, but it's good. Thanks to this, I have the opportunity to meet Bitcoin for first time, add knowledge about Bitcoin. And then I become in the first president of this National Student Council. And thanks to, I have the opportunity to put my school in the programs about Bitcoin. Because in 2 years, the Ministry of Education create many programs in many aspects, different, maybe AIA, maybe Bitcoin, and other things about leadership. But thanks to I have an interest in Bitcoin, and also the Ministry of Education have the doors to learn about Bitcoin and other things, I have the opportunity to join in a lot of programs about Bitcoin. And also my classmates and also my school in general, I helped to create one of the schools, Bitcoinization schools. And which other thing, I received the first program. My first program was my first Bitcoin. My first Bitcoin was the first program that teach me topic, serious in Bitcoin. And then I joined in Nolt Nation. We have my school. Was the first school that Nolt Nation give the class. And it is an honor for us to be the first. Thanks to No Nation, also, I have the opportunity to meet the initiative of Cuba Plus and know about what is Cuba Plus and how Cuba Plus works. And then I have the opportunity to know what is Bitcoin Office in my country, what is Bitcoin Office in El Salvador. And since the National Student Council allowed a lot of opportunities, maybe a lot of knowledge for me to know about Bitcoin is a key. Basically, Ministry of Education have the doors, and then I have the keys and have the opportunity to join in one of these doors, and I select the Bitcoin door.
Nice. In 2022, it was El Salvador by then had already announced the move to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. Before your mentor introduced you to Bitcoin, have you heard about Bitcoin before on a broader context, on a nationwide, just because it was after the bold move of adopting Bitcoin as legal tender in El Salvador?
Yes. I never hear about Bitcoin before become in a legal tender in El Salvador. I just have the normal knowledge because I just know, yes, Bitcoin is a legal tender in my country. No, that means nothing more important for me. But then, before my mentor and before to be the president in the National Student Council, yes, I think many things in my mind changed.
I think a lot of our listeners haven't realized how young you are, because now you're representing the middle schoolers and high schoolers. Do you mind me asking how old are you?
Oh, I am 18 years old. Well, when I found Bitcoin, when I discovered Bitcoin, I'm 16 years old.
Wow. And you just shared that the mentor introduced you to Bitcoin, and then the starting point of you opening up to Bitcoin was to realize why it's important for your country and for others. Sometimes when we're trying to entrepreneur people, we can tell them all the reasons and they can seem to understand logically, but they wouldn't emotionally sense the importance. Hence, they don't have the emotional impulse to take action. So may I ask, what was the specific thing that gave you the conviction?
One of the things that made me understand how Bitcoin is important is because when he talked about wallets, about in the why Bitcoin is important, he talked about wallets. And then I asked to him why I don't like this app, because I am not an adult yet. I not have a bank account. It is one of the things that I used to think. He say, you don't need to be adult to have Bitcoin. You don't need to have a bank account to have a Bitcoin. And that made me think, why? And he say, this is freedom. You have your own money, and you need to think. You need to understand have your own money. And usually the banks make you think that you need them, you need the bank. And that was my way of thinking before. Now I can say it is totally different. But yes, this is one of the things that he said that made me think, yes, I need to have my own money, not the banks. I not need to other another person to have my money. And the other thing is about the economies with print more money and things about it made me think, wow, that will be bad. That will become bad in the future, and we need to be safe of that, and Bitcoin bring that.
I'm sure by choosing the path on Bitcoin, it opened up a lot of opportunity for you personally. So let's talk about the personal impact. And thinking back to who you were before Bitcoin, how has it changed or transformed your outlook, things like life, leadership, or opportunities personally in the past couple of years?
Many things. Well, firstly, with Cuba Plus, I learned more about that. But firstly, I learned how important is learn not just about just Bitcoin. Bitcoin is important and know many aspects about Bitcoin. But one of the things is important to learn many languages. Therefore, I started English, my first second language. I own it, but I try it. This is one of the things that I learned and changed. I learned that is important. The other thing is, always with Kubo Plus, learn in many aspects about Bitcoin, maybe about economy, maybe about technical. You need to know and learn about it. You need to know the basically things about it, about some topics. And also, you need to know how the economy works, how the war is, how it impacts the political decision, impact the economies, things like this, because that make you teens have open mind, have maybe know the reality, be right, left, or something like this. Use be neutral and things think what is better for the people, what is better for you, firstly, and things like this. And this is one of the things I learned with Bitcoin. The other thing I think always help the people to learn even more. Some of them say not yet. They not want yet.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. There are many great points there. Because if you think about it, to learn other languages, you're trying to communicate with other people. There are two sides of the same goal, right? First, you have to get your message straight. You have to know what you're trying to say. And then the second is that you have to make sure that what you're saying that they actually understand. So in a way, you have to not only get the message right, you also need to speak their language to make sure your points get crossed. In this case, it's English. I recently visited El Salvador, and what I'm seeing is that Bitcoiners from all over the world are coming to El Salvador and feeling the same urge to learn Spanish, because now, like, we all want to live in El Salvador with so much hope at this land, and the people are great. Be able to understand us, and hopefully the Bitcoiners going to El Salvador can be a force of positive impact to help the locals adapt Bitcoin too. And what you were saying about, you know, when you're trying to help others, help yourself first, it's so true. And you speak to personal sovereignty, right? And the fact that the Bitcoin allows the new generation to have a wallet without being X years old, that's a great responsibility. And through the responsibility, we can discipline ourselves to have more agency. Because if we think about how there's a legal age for doing certain things, there's a legal age for drinking in most countries, there's a legal age for driving, and it's almost like you're implying if you're X years old, you're matured enough or responsible enough to do X, Y, Z. But in reality, the personal sovereignty doesn't necessarily come through age. And the fact that we, from a very young age, can take control of our own money, either it's pocket money or the money that we make working in different scenarios, give us so much, I guess, give the new generation so much more potential and so much weight of responsibility, but in a good way, to really take responsibility of themselves before they have the grand vision to help others. And it all starts from within, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree, because... And something I want to add with that is some of the people teach through their sons or daughter things like you need to have your own car or things like don't make sense. And the priority like have your own economy or your own financial assistance, things like this, the people used to don't teach about it, the families and things about it, don't usually teach about these kind of things. And I think it is important to teach. Usually that don't happen. Just with Bitcoin families, it is happening. And I think it is just one thing I want to add.
Do you have one habit that you developed because of Bitcoin in the past couple of years?
I have a hobby to maybe, I will say teach about many topics. I study physics in my university, so I am in my university now. Well, I have these two habits. I love many topics about Bitcoin. I love to add more and more knowledge about Bitcoin in the technical things. Therefore, I am in the Kubo Plus dev generation now. I was the first generation of Acorn generation. It was about economy, but now I am with the dev generation. It's about technical things. This is a hobby that I have learn and teach to the other people. And with physics, I love math and science and many, many things about that. I want to become in a physics Bitcoiner.
A Bitcoin physicist?
Yeah.
How would that look like? What would you work on as a Bitcoin physicist?
I don't have idea yet. I just want to learn the bulk topics, and I know I want to. I will find the way to create a relation between say.
It was a genuine question, by the way, because I'm not technical or sciencey at all. So I was genuinely curious about what Bitcoin physicists would do. But this is exactly the spirit, because oftentimes we want to go somewhere, we have a goal in mind, and it's okay to not know how we are achieving it, as long as we have the faith that we will and are willing to put in the hard work to journey and then be arriving at the spot that we dream of, that we set goals at, and then to have the mental resilience to really say to ourselves, I'm deciding to do this, and I'm getting there no matter how much difficulties and encounter, right? And this is a general vibe I'm picking up from El Salvador, from how hopeful the people seem to feel there. So now I want to talk about the next generation. Could you tell us what is Cubo Plus and how did you get involved in the organization, in the initiative, and what are the responsibilities do you have now?
Okay. I love talk about Cubo Plus because Cubo Plus is, wow, the excellent program. That this program is thanks to the Bitcoin office. Stacy Herbert created the Cubo Plus in Bitcoin office to teach all the Salvadorians that they want, if they want to know about Bitcoin, well, Cubo Plus is excellent program to do that, to learn about Bitcoin. So I joined in Cubo Plus in this year. This was my first year with Cubo Plus, and I joined in March. I started to taking the classes. I just listened in this day. I started to taking my serious classes in Mondays and on Friday, 3 hours per day. I not have times to break because I have my university and I have Cubo Plus. So I just have maybe 5 hours free to do other things. No free time to me. Just to do other things. And I started to watch it, all the classes. I learned many topics. I remember I met my teacher, my principal teacher, can say that. And he is Giacomo Succo. And when I met him in person, I have a lot of impression because he's a physics and he's Bitcoiner. So I feel, wow, I want to learn even more for you. And well, also, that was one of the things I feel so happy to be in Cubo Plus, because I meet many people, many teachers that have a lot of knowledge and not just in topics about Bitcoin.
Is this an initiative solely for the youth in the nation, or really open source educational resource for everyone in El Salvador?
Cubo Plus is a program. It's like a classroom. If you are Salvadorian, you born in El Salvador, or your parents are Salvadorians, you can join in Cubo Plus and have these opportunities. And say before, you can receive the classes. We receive the classes with Plan B Network. Teachers of Plan B Network teach us about Bitcoin in general topics. So that's was on the things I can say about Cubo Plus. And also the classes are online. Maybe can be used not online classes, but you have the opportunity to watch it, the classes online, if you want. Which other thing I can say? Also, we have the opportunities. All of the students have the opportunities to be part of the summer school or winter school. That depends of the season, but you have the opportunity to be part of that this kind of events and you can travel. The next winter school will be here in El Salvador. So we will not travel, but we will learn.
And now you're representing middle schoolers and high schoolers on a nationwide. So I bet there's many high school and middle schoolers in the country. So what do you think that made you stand out? What qualities do you think you had that give you the strength and courage to be in this position and to be selected and representing your youth of your nation?
I think the only thing need to be part of this kind of thing is discipline. Discipline? Yeah, I think discipline is. So, yeah, this is the only one. It is the only thing we need to build our life, our future, and opportunities, to build the opportunities. Because now we have a lot of opportunities. Even Max say we can engage opportunity, but not results. So it is our work to give results. And that's why one of the things we need to have, and the only thing I think we need to have is discipline. And even if we don't have enough talent, if we have discipline, we will build many good things. And it is one of the things. The other thing is, yeah, basically, if we can see discipline is proof of work in the Bitcoin environment. Yeah, proof of work if we can want to sound yes. good. So proof of work is the only thing we need. The other thing is always be kind with the people. We don't know with people bring us opportunities. So even if we not wait opportunities, even if we don't look in opportunities, always be kind with the people, because the people have an idea about you, about the way you are. I think it is an opportunity.
Wow, this is amazing, because while Bitcoin doesn't need us in a way, but at the same time, Bitcoin needs Bitcoiners, and we're all Bitcoiners. And if we think about how we live our lives as a Bitcoiner, then a lot of us would say it goes down to interacting with our loved ones and other Bitcoiners. So of course, we want to be kind to others, and especially in the community where we share so much common value, to help each other and support, and that fulfillment and sense of purpose that comes through the process of planting seeds, being kind, being available to support wherever and whenever will go a long way, not only in the Bitcoin space, but in life in general. Like, I'm a big believer in karma, and I do believe that kindness would pay back. And worst case scenario, sometimes our kindness doesn't get paid back, but we accumulate good karma, and it's just the right thing to do. Like, it goes down to, it's literally just the right thing to do. And the first point you shared of discipline, proof of work, what does it mean to be disciplined for you? Do you have an example where you really showed up with discipline and you really have to like push yourself to show that proof of work?
Okay, one example could be when I have in my school, when I'm in my university, I have my classes in my school or in my university, and also I have my Cubo Plus classes. I not have enough time to do things I love to do. I not love to do, I love to be part of that. For example, go with your friends to somewhere, some place or something, or go to the cine or anything. Discipline is priority. It's learn to priority things. What kind of things can be help you to our future or not? For example, go to your friends to some place. It's will be great, but that's don't have meaning. That not make sense to you. If you have a purpose or something that you want to get or something special, some goal or something, you need to prioritize these things. because discipline is that prioritize the team.
Right. Wow. You I definitely hear a Bitcoiner left, right, and center there, because not only you emphasize on the concept of proof of work, you're adapting proof of work discipline in a plane of low time preference, because now you're thinking ahead, right? You're thinking that what if I discipline today, I get more in the future and I move closer to my goal. And then coupled with a sense of purpose. Now you have the purpose, and then you have the low time preference, and then the proof of work. It seems like these things that Bitcoin offer us as an individual really open your eye up. And because that we have the why now, like purpose, low time preference, discipline as humans, and whatever you choose to focus on is more likely you're going to succeed with these mindset, whatever you choose to do in life. And it doesn't have to be in Bitcoin space. It can be, you know, learn a new instrument or learn a new language. And if you adapt these kind of mentalities and actually carry through and show the proof of work on a daily basis, then the world is going to be a better place if we all do that, right? And now this is really, I'm so impressed already, and this is really inspiring. And now you're representing El Salvador and the younger generation of Bitcoiners from El Salvador at global Bitcoin events and on the global stage. What are some of the messages you wish to send on a global scale, either to Bitcoiners in general or non-Bitcoiners or the next generation of people who will be adapting Bitcoin very soon?
Okay. Well, I think one of the things I want to say to the rest of the people in the world is, as a Salvadorian, I will say, travel to El Salvador and meet how is the Bitcoin country. We are not a completely or 100% Bitcoin country, because not all the people adopt Bitcoin yet. I think we are the Bitcoin country because we have the gold. We believe and we've become in the Bitcoin country with 100% of Bitcoin country. 100% of Bitcoin country. Because we are Bitcoin country just to have the ideas, to have the gold, used to have the legal tender of a legal tender, also have the people that help us to become in the best ever Bitcoin country. Well, we are the only Bitcoin country at the moment. So I think it is one of the things that I have to say. We are slow but safe. We are become, and with the time we will be better. Other thing I want to say is, don't stop to follow your goals. Don't stop to be afraid to take other decisions. For example, when I joined in Cubo Plus, my dad, I not agree with joining with Cubo Plus for my time, not for Bitcoin, just for my time, because he said, you have your university, what you will do, you don't have enough time to do your homeworks and things about it. So it's just get out of your comfort zone and start to follow your dreams or follow your purpose, because some of the people don't have dreams or goals, just have purpose. I this kind of people I have, but I don't know yet what could be my goal tomorrow. Use a purpose and I follow that. And yes, this is my thing I say for the people. Get out of your comfort zone and learn a lot and travel to the Bitcoin country.
Wow. Yes. And well, you say El Salvador is slow, but if out of more than 140 countries, Bitcoin is adopted as legal tender for the first time in El Salvador, I would say that El Salvador is actually moving really, really fast. And I love how you return to the why, because Bitcoin is a means to an end, and despite of how we love Bitcoin and appreciate it and respect how it works, it is still up to us to live a life ourselves, to live a life with Bitcoin, not a life for Bitcoin. And I think there's a difference, because if we think about Bitcoin as money, and we see sometimes we get sidetracked and then we chase money and not chase what money can bring us. And we forgot about why we set off the trip in the first place. So it's important to return to our why and to allow ourselves to pursue the dreams, hopes, and goals and purposes that are around or not around Bitcoin. And to allow ourselves to take the leap of faith and even to fail in that case, to learn and really to grow. And talking about comfort zone, you represented El Salvador to travel to Lugano Summer School in Switzerland earlier this year. What was it like to travel abroad for the first time to Switzerland for the Plan B Summer School? Any anecdotes? What was the trip like for you?
Okay, firstly, with the trip, well, I never be in another country, just Guatemala. And Guatemala is really close to El Salvador. And I never in my life before that taken a plane. Never. And when I went to Lugano, when I traveled to Lugano, I needed to take 3 plane to go to Lugano. Firstly in Panama, then in Spain, and then in Italy. And wow, that was my first impression with the plane,
wow.
with travel, because I just been in Guatemala before, and that was really, really crazy. That's wow. And I met many, many cool cultures with this travel. Firstly, just with the trip, and then with the people, because we are with which is 1 week in Italy and then in Lugano. And 1 week in Italy used for jet lag, to don't have jet lag and paying attention in the classes.
Was there any culture shock you experienced? Are there anything that you find that people here do things radically different culturally than what we're used to here in El Salvador?
Yes, I have one, but I not remember the correct word yet, so I will be sure using my support. Smoke. It's in Europe, is the people smoke,
right.
Usually.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yes.
In El Salvador, the people used to don't feel comfortable to do this in the place. This is one, just one. But smoke is normal in Europe, in Italy or this kind of place. And in my country, it is not. And that was the first shock in my culture.
Interesting. Oh, wow. I had no idea. So Bitcoiners listening to this, next time when we're going to El Salvador, let's all be mindful of our smoking habits and get off the street and get somewhere more private so we don't bother the locals. Good to know. And the next question I had, let's talk about Bitcoin in El Salvador. I wonder what is the reality of adoption in El Salvador. The first encounter of the local El Salvadorian was coming out from the airport, getting on an Uber, and I was surprised. And we were naturally talking about Bitcoin a little bit using the Google translation, and I was surprised to know that the driver didn't have a wallet installed in his phone, and then I basically had to make him download Wallet of Satoshi to tip him Bitcoin. Are people excited, curious, or still largely skeptical?
It is a good question, because we have history with the transaction of money, because we use dollars here in El Salvador, and that don't make sense if you think about it, because dollar is from United States, and that's have a history, because before, I think was in the year 2000, or maybe even before, we have our own coin, and the name of this coin was Colón. Like Cristobal Colón, but this was the name. And this have a history, because the past president of this year, he used have, I don't know how what he's have, maybe problems with economies. I think he have this problem in economies, and he said, yes, we will adopt dollars as a legal tender in our country. And you can select if you want to use colon or dollar, but he do something bad, and he forced to use the dollar. Mm. And even if he say before, you will have the opportunity to select what you want to use. You can use colon or dollars. But then he forced to use dollars. And that create a bad idea about these chains, about the chains of money. And when my good president say, we will have Bitcoin as a legal tender, some of the Salvadorian used to feel afraid because, oh no, that will happen again. That's not happen because he's a good president, a good leader. But some of the people now have the opportunity to use Bitcoin or not. That's why not all the people use Bitcoin yet. And even maybe have technical knowledge about technology, and they think Bitcoin is something a lot that you need to use a lot of technology or things like this, and also this history not can support the idea of the Bitcoinization. That's why some of the people don't use Bitcoin yet. And also, we have the opportunity. Now, yes, we have the opportunity to select if you want to use Bitcoin or not. And if you go to El Sante or Berlin or place like this, where the people have idea now why Bitcoin is important and what opportunities Bitcoin allows the people accept Bitcoin. But some place have the opportunity to say, I not want to accept Bitcoin yet for this or this. And you have the opportunity to the people support Bitcoin. But you need to talk, to teach about Bitcoin. Because if you ask to them what is the meaning of dollar or how you can get dollars or how you can use dollars, some of the people don't have idea. They use dollars because someone in the past say use dollar. Yeah, and I think it is one of the things for the adoption is slow. It's a slow. But I believe that we will create an answer to create more to become the Bitcoinization even higher. But at the moment, we are good. If we think about the past of El Salvador with this kind of problems, we are good with adoption.
It seems like, just like in the rest of the world, Bitcoin still, a lot of people still hold a lot of prejudice, and I don't want to say ignorance. It's just not something people think about on a daily basis or will go out of their way to learn about if they're just carrying out their life, right? And most people don't think about money, like don't think about what is money and don't think about what money represents and what are the features good money should have. Like, these are not the things that are actively on our mind on a global scale, really. I certainly didn't think about these questions good enough, well enough, or even some of them at all before. 2-3 years is still a short amount of time to create content and to make impact and roll out mass infrastructures. And there's already so much progress in El Salvador. I sense a lot of generational trauma, it seems like, from the historical background. At the end of the day, it's going to be the hardest thing. It's not even to technically understand Bitcoin or emotionally understand Bitcoin. It's really to break free from that generational trauma that we carry wherever you are, to not only allow ourselves to embrace something new despite of the generational trauma and take that leap of faith to see, even if we don't understand the full picture, to at least get $5 and see how it goes and be open-minded enough to learn about it, right? So there's definitely a lot of good work to be done. And since Bitcoin became legal tender in El Salvador, do you notice changes you've seen among either students, younger generation, or your immediate family or your community? What are some of the changes that you've picked up, if any?
Okay, firstly, with my family. All my family know about Bitcoin and they use Bitcoin and they are completely agree with Bitcoin. With students, students have a lot of opportunities. Firstly, with No Nation is an initiative, a program to learn about technical things in the Bitcoin environment. The first technical things. But I'm talking about students in the high school or maybe in the middle school. They are learning about Bitcoin in this environment, and the students used to love this kind of classes because it is something new, it is something with technology, and for my generation used to love the technology, so it's something special for the students. And also we have for the people that use want to know about how to use Bitcoin or what is Bitcoin or things like this, we have my first Bitcoin. It is a good opportunity to learn about the basic things about Bitcoin, about the history of money also, and that's good because it's the first time in the world or in a national. Oh, the Ministry of Education is working with No Nation and also with my first Bitcoin to create the first system of financial education. Just in 3 years, now we have other thing about Cubo Plus. If you do enough proof of work, you will have the opportunity to get a job in the Bitcoin environment, and that's good because in some places it's truly hard to get a job, and thanks to Cubo Plus you can have the opportunity to get a job. And well, this is other thing changed thanks to Bitcoinization, which other things can be important thing is economy, circular economies. Yes, some of the people don't want to use Bitcoin in all the country, but some of the people want to use Bitcoin, and they take the opportunity to use Bitcoin with, for example, El Sante or Berlin. They are built a generation used with Bitcoin, just using Bitcoin, and the economies, for example, markets, hotels, or accommodation, everything about accommodation or drivers have the opportunity to use Bitcoin to get more people come to them, and many people know you about who you are because you accept Bitcoin, and that's helped to the economies, the local economies, to grow. And this is an amazing thing. Which other thing can be now? My president started to get a Bitcoin, use one Bitcoin per day. And I think what is the answer for why he did that? And the answer is because in the past, another story in the past of El Salvador. Before Bitcoin, we don't have any kind of source of value that support us to have an economy or personal economy or economy in general. We just depend of the money of the United States. And I think he have to create the first Bitcoin source of value for us to have a support if something in the global economy happen, some problem like wars or things like this, we don't depend of the dollarization or other coin because we have our own source of value. And I think it's good. Not many people say that. I think it's my personal idea about why he do that. And I think he have another ideas to do that, but I think it is my personal idea that he do.
Right. I'm glad to hear that one of the biggest changes, how much more opportunity Bitcoin has brought to the country. And oftentimes, like right now, we're in a world of chaos, and well, we're probably heading into a time where there's going to be even more chaos on our, as individuals, we all have to navigate through that, either within the context of Bitcoin or we're outside, right? And sometimes we get overwhelmed by how chaotic everything is. to the point we forget that in a chaotic time, there's also more opportunities. There's also more chances for us to, more tests for us to find out who we really are, why we're here, and how can we help, right? And it seems like this is the case for El Salvador, and Bitcoin has truly unlocked so many opportunities. In the end of the day, in Bitcoin, if we have the proof of work shine through, then it's the proof of work that matters in the end. Now with initiatives like Kuba Plus, the proof of work is really shining through. And the skills are learned and taught in a way that's through real life projects and are not just through classrooms. I'm really impressed with the stories you've shared, and I'm so glad to see how personally you've transformed as a person. And now you're bringing this impact to your local community for the next generation of Bitcoiners. Do you see people in the younger generation of El Salvador be more be more welcoming to Bitcoin than the older generation because they don't necessarily have that generational trauma?
Yes, my generation usually accept Bitcoin. It's more common that my generation use Bitcoin.
I want to end today's conversation with coming back to comfort zone, and you've personally taken a lot of leap of faith in Bitcoin because of Bitcoin and outside of the Bitcoin world, going to travel, taking a leap of faith to pursue goals that you don't know if it's going to work out. So what do you have to say, and how would you encourage others to step outside of their comfort zones regardless of their age?
I think the only thing I can say is don't be afraid. The life is just one. Well, some of the people think that you have many life, and if you believe that, do that this life becoming the best life and use Bitcoin and or whatever other thing you want to boil in your life. Have the opportunity. Life is the life, and the only thing that you can do is learn and learn even more. And even if you die or something, you have knowledge. You learn some things about things. So life is to do incredible things.
Wow, well said. Life is to do incredible things, and let's make this life your best life. I love that. It's a great note to end on, and thank you so much for joining us today. And this is the first time we welcome a Salvadorian on the show, so thank you a lot for taking the time. And I look forward to returning to Salvador very, very soon. Hopefully very, very soon. To explore the beautiful country, the beautiful people, and all of the positive impact Bitcoin has shared with us to live a life with Bitcoin. And thank you so much for joining us, Isis, and wish to see you again in person sometime soon.
Thank you. Thank you for you to be part of your podcast. It is a good opportunity, and I feel it's an honor for me to be the first Salvadorian in your podcast.
I'm looking forward to having more people from the Bitcoin land join us on Live with Bitcoin, talking about how Bitcoin have changed their life. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Live with Bitcoin. This is your host, Vivian, and we'll see you in the next episode.